Hello and happy day. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio welcoming you to another broadcast of Winning with the Word. Last time we began exploring the topic of debt and how to get out of it. We said that God has a way to help you get out of debt, and that if you follow God's way, you will say goodbye forever to poverty and lack, and hello to financial freedom. We talked about God's economic laws and about the fact that they are exactly opposite of the world's economic laws. God says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 8, that His thoughts are not our thoughts, nor are His ways our ways. So don't be surprised if God's economic laws sound absurd to you. If they do, the reason is that you are so used to operating according to the world system that God's system seems very strange. I encourage you to get a Bible and look up for yourself the scripture references I give you and apply these scriptures to your life. I can tell you from personal experience that the Word of God works when you work it. In our last podcast, we discussed the first two of God's economic laws, or, as I like to call them, God's debt-eliminating principles. Let's briefly review these first two principles before going on to principle number three. Debt-eliminating principle number one. Everything belongs to God. We do not own anything. We are simply managers of God's possessions. Since God owns everything, and since we are the managers of what He owns, then our job is simply to ask Him what He wants us to do with His belongings. Debt eliminating principle number two. God commands us to tithe our income and to give offerings over and above our tithe. If we are not tithing, we are robbing God. We are also robbing ourselves because our tithe is the seed God uses to plant a financial crop for us. Without a seed, there can be no crop. Keeping the first two debt-eliminating principles in mind, let's look today at God's third principle for getting out of debt. Debt-eliminating principle number three. God, not your job or your business, is your source of financial provision and security. If you're like most people, you look to your job as your source of provision and security. In reality, your job is not your source of financial provision and security. God is. You see, if you look to your job as your source, you are making your job your God. And God clearly says in the first of the Ten Commandments, "You shall have no other gods besides me." When you look to your job as your source of financial provision and security, you put yourself in a precarious position, because if you lose your job, you lose your source of provision. When, on the other hand, you look to God as your source of financial provision, you won't ever have to worry about losing your job, because even if you do lose your job, God will take care of you, since you have placed your trust in Him, not in your job. When we place our trust in God, He is obligated to take care of us. It's another one of His spiritual laws that He Himself has chosen to set in motion. Remember, your obedience to God's commandments obligates Him to provide for you. It is part of His covenant with those who have willingly chosen to enter into covenant with Him. So make sure that your job is not your God, that your business is not your God, but that God alone is your God. Now, let's move on to the next principle for getting out of debt. Debt eliminating principle number four. God will not give you more money until you have proven yourself faithful in handling a little money. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 21, Jesus describes the reward given to a faithful servant. In this well-known parable of the talents, Jesus says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things." Have you been faithful with what you already have? Have you managed your money properly, or have you been wasteful? Many money problems are caused not from a shortage of money, but from a failure to manage one's money wisely. For example, do you buy on impulse? Do you distinguish between your needs and your wants? Many people confuse their wants with their needs. They think they really need something when the truth is that they don't need it at all. They simply want it. Do Do you keep a watchful eye over what you spend, especially those little daily purchases that really add up, like coffee or snacks or a newspaper? Proverbs chapter 27, verse 23 admonishes us about keeping on top of our financial matters. It says, "Be diligent to know the state of your flocks and attend to your herds." Unless you raise cattle or sheep, this verse means that we are to be diligent to know at all times the condition of our finances. For example, do you regularly balance your checkbook, or is it in a continual state of confusion? If you do not regularly balance your checkbook, then you are not being faithful in the little things. If God cannot trust you to be disciplined on a salary of $20,000 a year, then how can He trust you with a salary of $200,000 a year? You see, more than anything else, God is interested in transforming your character into the image of Jesus Christ. For God to give you a lot of money when you are not ready to handle it would destroy you. So it is an act of mercy and love on God's part for Him to withhold large sums of money from you until you are ready to handle it. Suppose your 7-year-old child wanted to take your car out for a drive. Even if it were not against the law for him to drive, you still wouldn't give him the keys because you know that he is not mature enough to make the critical decisions required in driving a car. God treats us in a similar fashion. Until you are ready to handle the demands and the dangers of having large sums of money, God will not put it into your hands. Let's take a look now at the fifth and last principle for getting out of debt. Debt eliminating principle number 5. It is God's perfect will that you be debt-free. Yes, God wants you out of debt more than you do. In the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, God says that those of His children who obey Him will be blessed in many ways, including financially. Let's take a look at some scripture verses that show us God's perfect will for us regarding our financial situation. Deuteronomy 28, verse 5. Blessed shall be your basket and your store. Store here means your savings account. If you'll obey God, you will have ample amounts of money saved up. Very few people today have a savings plan, and those who do don't have enough money saved to live on even for 6 months. God wants to bless us with a big savings account, but it won't happen unless and until we obey Him. Deuteronomy 28, verse 11. The Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. This means that those who obey God will have plenty of what they need and lots of nice things over and above what they need. Deuteronomy 28, verse 12. You shall lend and you shall not borrow. This verse tells us that God wants us to have enough money so that we will be able not only to meet our own needs, but also to lend to others to help them meet their needs. It also means that we will have enough money so that we will never have to borrow money for anything, not even to buy a house or a car. This is God's perfect will for us. How would you like to walk into a car dealership, choose the car you want, and when the salesperson asks you what payment plan you'd like, you say, "The one payment plan"? My husband and I had the joy of doing that on a car we purchased several years ago. It was a wonderful feeling. Or how would you like to buy a house and pay for it up front in cash? God wants you to be able to do that. Now let's look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 13. This verse says that those who obey God will be the head and not the tail. The head makes the decisions. The tail just drags along behind. This verse means that when we obey God, we, not the bank, will call the shots regarding our money. You know, in God's eyes, being in debt is a sin. It is a violation of His commandment in Romans chapter 13, verse 8, where God says, "Owe no one anything except to love Him." It is God's perfect will for us to be debt-free. If we are not debt-free, then we are out of God's perfect will. Now, by debt-free, I mean being able to pay every bill in full when it comes due. If you receive a monthly credit card bill and you can pay it in full every month, you are not in debt. If, however, you can make only the minimum payment or pay only part of the amount due, then you are in debt. When we are in debt, we have, in effect, tied up God's money. We have willingly removed ourselves from God's economic system and placed ourselves in Satan's economic system. In so doing, we have allowed ourselves to become servants of Satan's economic system. If you're in debt, I'd like to give you a few practical steps to help you get out of debt. Number one, pray for God's wisdom and guidance as you formulate a debt reduction plan. Number two, set a date by which you will be completely out of debt and keep that date continually in front of you. Number three, stick to your plan for eliminating debt. Be very firm about this. Number four, call all of your creditors and ask them to be patient with you and to work with you as you implement your debt reduction plan. Tell them that you intend to pay them off in full. Number five, if you have trouble controlling your credit card purchases, cut up your credit cards and throw them away. Number six, buy only those things you really need, not those things you simply want. Number seven, obey God's commandments in every area of your life. In closing, I'd like to encourage all of you who are listening and who are buried under an avalanche of debt. Don't look down at your pile of unpaid bills. Look up to Jesus, who is ready to deliver you from the mess you have made of your finances. You may be thinking, but you don't know how bad of a financial mess I'm in. There's no way I can get out of it. I'm here to tell you that there is a way. His name is Jesus Christ. He himself said, I am the way. He is the way to whatever it is you need today. If you need a financial miracle, he is the way to a financial miracle. If you need healing in your body, he is the way to healing in your body. If you need deliverance from drug or alcohol addiction, Jesus Christ is the way that will set you free. Remember, our God is the God of the impossible. No situation or problem is too difficult for him. Luke chapter 1, verse 37 tells us that with God, nothing will be impossible. When God says nothing, he means nothing. So stop trying to carry the load alone. Jesus wants to carry the load for you. In fact, he already carried the load for you when he went to the cross. All you have to do is believe that he carried the load and receive the freedom from the load. How do you do that? By accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and as the Lord of your life. If you have not yet invited Jesus Christ to come into your life, I encourage you to do so now. Just pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am. I admit that I am a sinner in need of your mercy and grace. I believe that you are the Son of God, that you died for me, and that you rose again on the third day. I invite you now to come into my life. I receive you as my personal Savior and as the Lord of my life. Make of me all that you created me to be. Amen. If you sincerely prayed this prayer, you are now a born-again Christ follower. I invite you to write to me at Dr. Maryann, that's M-A-R-Y-A-N-N, at MaryannDiorio.com. I would like to send you a little booklet that will help you get started in your Christian walk. If you have a prayer request, write to me at that address as well. I also invite you to visit my website at MaryannDiorio.com. And if you don't attend a church, ask Holy Spirit to lead you to the church of His choice for you, where you may be blessed by hearing the word and where you can use the gifts that God has given you to bless others. Until next time, remember that God loves you just as you are and just where you are, and that He will help you to keep on winning with the word.